This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so we're diving deep today into how to get noticed by Google. And you know, you sent over this great article by Chris Bradley on Google's design and content guidelines.
Yeah.
I think this is a fantastic way to like understand the core of what actually makes your site rank better without, you know, having to go through all of the technical stuff.
Right.
So our mission is to pull out those nuggets, those actionable insights.
Yeah, and the article is called 9 Google Design and Content Guidelines to Improve Your SEO. And I think, you know, one thing that's so good about this is it's really focusing on Google.
Yeah.
You know, given just how much traffic they control in search.
Right.
Chris Bradley, he's the co-founder of Web Design Company. So,
oh, perfect.
You know, he really comes at it from a very practical perspective.
All right. So let's jump right into it. One of the first things that he talks about is website structure. You know, so having a clear hierarchy using text links.
Yeah.
Now, why is that so important for Google? Like, why do they care about that?
Well, it's all about how Google sees your site. So they're using these things called crawlers, which are like these digital explorers that go and they find all the pages and index them.
Right.
And what these text links do is they act as pathways. They're like the roads that allow those crawlers to reach every single part of your website.
Okay.
So if you have a page that's not properly linked with text, you know, Google might just miss it entirely.
Right.
And presumably it's going to improve the ability of actual humans who come to your site to find the information as well.
Right.
Which is something Google rewards.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Now, he also mentions a sitemap.
Yeah.
I always thought that was more of a user-friendly kind of overview of the site.
It is. But it also provides another very structured route for those crawlers to go through.
Oh, interesting.
So
Google likes that.
Yeah, they love that. And particularly for larger sites, he recommends breaking up your sitemap into multiple pages.
Okay.
So it's just a more comprehensive crawl. It's like giving Google multiple maps to all of your content.
Awesome. Okay, so we've got clear navigation and a roadmap, basically, for search engines. Now let's talk about the content itself.
Yeah.
And the guideline really seems to be centered around useful and informative content and thinking like our users when we're considering keywords.
Right.
Can you unpack that a little bit?
Sure. The bottom line is that Google wants to provide the best answers to people's questions.
Of course.
So when you create your content, you want to think about those questions that people are typing in and how you can answer them with your content and accurately describe what you do or what you offer.
Yeah.
And thinking like your users, that's where keyword research comes in. It's really just saying, what would someone type into Google to find you?
Right.
And then making sure those terms are included naturally in your content.
Organically.
Exactly.
Not just stuffing them in there, which we know Google is smart enough to pick up on.
Well, yeah.
And could hurt your ranking.
Absolutely. So focus on valuable content for humans first and foremost, and then weave in those relevant keywords in a way that feels natural.
Got it. Okay, let's move on to the technical side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that Bradley talks about are using text over images for important information, you know, making sure you have descriptive metadata and healthy links.
Right.
Can you kind of walk us through those? They seem a little bit more behind the scenes.
Yeah, they are. So, you know, with the text over images, basically Google's crawlers can't read text that's embedded within an image.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a really important name or some content or link and it's only in an image, Google's just going to completely miss that.
Okay.
And then when we talk about metadata, I'm not sure if everybody's familiar with that term, but essentially,
metadata
is the information about the page.
Okay.
That Google can see.
Got it.
And so the title tags and the ALT attributes, you know, these are specific bits of metadata that describe the title of your page and the descriptions for your images.
Okay.
And Google uses that information to understand what your page and what those images are about.
All right.
So make sure those are descriptive and accurate.
Got it. What about broken links and messy code? Does Google really care about kind of the upkeep of a website like that?
Absolutely. Because it signals to Google the overall quality of your site.
Interesting.
And they definitely favor sites that are well-maintained.
Right.
He also mentions dynamic URLs.
Dynamic URLs.
Yeah.
What are those?
So those are the web addresses that you see that have a question mark in them.
Okay.
And they're often generated when you use filters or search functions on a website.
Oh.
Now, he's not saying avoid them altogether.
Okay.
But just keep the parameters in those URLs short. And, you know, as few as possible, because some crawlers don't handle them as efficiently.
Okay.
And then finally, he talks about the number of links on a page.
Right.
And recommends keeping that to under 100.
Under 100, okay.
Just to maintain focus and crawlability.
So just to recap really quick.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about having that clear site structure, you know, with the text links, the sitemaps.
Right.
Creating content that's actually useful that includes those keywords naturally.
Yeah.
Prioritizing text over images for any of that key information.
Yeah.
And then keeping the technical aspects tidy, you know, with those descriptive titles and the healthy links.
Precisely.
So I think, you know, the big takeaway here is that you don't have to be a tech wizard to follow a lot of these guidelines.
No, not at all. And I think, you know, what's so powerful about all of this is that these fundamental principles from Google, they can make a huge difference in your site's visibility.
Right.
And it really boils down to, you know, creating that clear and accessible online presence that we've talked about.
So for all of you listening out there,
yeah.
You know, think about this. When you're focused on these design and content principles,
yeah.
you're making it easier for people and search engines to find you.
Exactly.
It's like creating this welcome mat for everyone.
Yeah, love that.
Okay, now I got a question for you. I want you to ponder this. You know, we've talked about how Google really seems to care about the user experience.
Right.
So how do you think following these guidelines, even these small, seemingly small design and content principles, how do they contribute to building a more valuable site in the long run?
It's a great question. And, you know, when you think about the compounding effect of all these foundational elements, you realize that they're not just about ranking higher in Google. They're about creating a website that truly serves its audience and stands the test of time.
And that's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.